Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The NYPD's head of intelligence and counterterrorism says there is strong evidence anarchist groups plan to incite violence at protests here in the city. If so, they had a very successful night last night, especially in Soho, where we find Glenn Schuck this morning. Glenn?
Yes, the NYPD's John Miller says they've come up with this.
They plan to act with disorder, property damage, violence, and violent encounters with police.
And this is what went on throughout the night, well into the morning here in Soho, where the streets now are littered with glass and stolen goods. Widespread looting and damage where I am here at West Broadway and Spring Street. It looks like a war zone. There have been dozens of arrests overnight, and it sounded a lot like this. Now, I watched here around 4 in the morning as dozens of people were running with goods in their hands down Spring Street near Green Street, a Chanel store completely wiped out. And then I saw a group of women in handcuffs being loaded into a police van as they screamed at them to drop everything. Now, a man was also shot here in Soho, we're told, not seriously hurt. This was around 12:30 in the morning. Police cars set on fire near University Place in East 12th. We heard about a police officer actually being injured, clipped by a car at 5th Avenue and East 8th overnight as well. Now, what we're seeing here for sure is cars that are out of state plates, also city bikes being used and scooters by those who've been looting. Certainly an organized way to cause extensive damage. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Soho.